Not every papal-branded plan is running smoothly. Security measures surrounding the visit by Pope Francis next month are forcing many places to close on the weekend of the 26th and 27th, and that includes museums, theaters, and nightclubs. It's also forced the postponement of a concert by the anti-pope, as WHYY's Peter Crimmins explains.
Ghost is a Swedish heavy metal band with a highly theatrical show. It dresses the stage as a satanic mass, and the lead singer, who calls himself Papa Emeritus, appears in skull makeup wearing a black papal headpiece. In the time-honored tradition of heavy metal, Ghost plays with imagery of demonic religion. The band was booked to play Philadelphia the same weekend as the visit from Pope Francis. To promote that show, it released a video.
Children of Philadelphia, you are a special city. We have been pleased with growing unrest and incivility toward Frankie's visit next month.
The band was booked to play the Union Transfer on September 26th. That show was booked by promoter Sean Agnew, who thought he had a coup on his hands, Ghost versus Pope.
The band also wanted to get really creative and have their own ghost motorcade where singer would, go around the city. We had all these great ideas, create an alternative to the Pope. But more and more news stories were starting to come out about the lockdown. We started having to scale back.
In the end, the real Pope won. Not only would fans have a hard time getting to the concert because of limited train service, Agnew says the band's tour bus would not be able to pull up to the venue because the Union Transfer is inside the city's restricted traffic zone, the traffic box. The band postponed the show until the following Tuesday. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.